I was blessed to be at Colby for 3 years and had the opportunity to learn the role of the principal and all that that entails in a little bit smaller setting. And so have a little bit of knowledge of that and able to take that in Holy Family now.
Holy Family Elementary in Hayes has kicked off the school year with a new principal. Mandy Mayer stumps by along with assistant principal Jean Flax to speak about the year so far with the Morning Blend's Jeff Liker on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Mandy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am the new principal here. I have taught in the Hayes area for several years before that. And most recently, though, I've been out in Colby and have been the principal out there. I have three wonderful children and married to my wonderful husband, Bill. But we've been a part of the Hayes community for quite a while now. Yep.
Bill Mayer, of course, coach for the TMP Monarchs. Lady Monarchs basketball.
No,
not anymore.
He men still basketball. Coaches for the men.
Men, that's yeah. right. That's yeah. right. Yeah. That's right. I knew it was basketball, though. I got the sport right. That's important.
Yes.
But she did make a little bit of a mistake there. She said, wonderful husband. I'm not sure that's a fitting word. Descriptive.
Oh, no. Yeah,
absolutely. All right. And how are you feeling about the new position there at Holy Family?
I am very blessed to be at Holy Family. It's a wonderful school with an amazing staff, a connected parent group. You couldn't ask for a better place to be. So I'm very blessed.
Very good. And first full week of school. Kicking off today and everything. How has it been?
Well, you know, we got a few tears because we have the three-year-old preschool this year. And so there's some tears and some of them not quite ready to turn loose, but
yeah,
we're off and running.
How many from the kids and how many from the parents is the big question.
that's probably the $20 question.
Probably there. More yeah. from the parents yeah. for the little ones yep. than the kids themselves.
Absolutely. All right. And back to school bash and everything. How's that going?
We had a great event last Friday to kick off the school year. We were lucky and blessed to have it at Holy Family this year. The last few years it's been at TMP.
Right.
And we got to hold it at Holy Family to help celebrate our 25th year. And it was a great event. Lots of people that came out and enjoyed the evening, even though it was a little warm. But had some great sponsors that helped us be able to put that on. And it was just a great way to kick off the year.
Wonderful. That's good to hear. And it looks like tomorrow night there is a parent info night.
Yes, well. Our all parent info night is tomorrow night. It starts at 7:00. We'll start in the gym and I'll go over a few procedural things and just updates that need to be addressed to the whole school. But the best part of the evening is then the parents get to go into the classrooms and hear from the classroom teachers and make that connection at the beginning of the year with the teacher and learn the expectations and the procedures and then that each teacher has to help set up for success for the year.
Very cool. And that's at 7 p.m., like you said, in the gym. As a parent with three kids in the school systems, this is always a hectic and busy time of the year. And it's always nice to have whenever schools have these kind of parent nights to kind of help you recenter and kind of really focus in on everything for the upcoming school year and everything.
Yes. And also with the sixth grade not being there this year and the change of teachers' rotation, things of that nature, it's really important that the parents are there because things will be a little bit different than they have been, than they're accustomed to, so to speak.
Very cool. Very cool. And one thing that I always like to do, especially when like a new position is being filled, I always like to ask somebody on the inside, you know, what do you think and how do you think they're going to do in the new position? I know I'm putting you on the spot here and everything, but Mandy is fantastic because she was my CYO sponsor in high school and everything.
You're making me sound pretty old.
You're not that much older than me because I think you were a junior sponsor at that point and everything too. And to give you an idea of like the servant's heart that that Mandy has there, I was active in theater in high school. And for a part, I needed a pair of dance pants. And Mandy lent me her dance pants for that part.
There you go.
So, yeah, she is she's going to be fantastic, I think. I think you guys will be very pleased. And I'm assuming you would agree.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah. She's qualified. Mm-hmm. She's Rachel did a lot of great things for the school. But it was time for a change. I mean, Rachel made that decision on her own, and we wish her very great success at her new position.
Yeah.
But Mandy steps in. She's got experience. Mm-hmm. She'll do just fine, and she's got a great office staff to help her through things. That's a great thing there.
Yeah.
But back to the people in different roles, mm-hmm. you know, Ty Haas has been a sixth grade teacher for quite a few years, and he's slid down to fifth grade, and mm-hmm. and I don't think he'll miss a beat there. I think the kids will.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good to have that male role right at that upper level.
Yeah,
and we've got Mrs. Steckline was a fifth grade teacher. She's still there, so that's mm-hmm. good, positive. Mrs. Schrant was fourth grade. Mrs. Howard was sixth grade last year and slipped into the other fourth grade position, and mm-hmm. so it's not like we're going totally from rookie or rookies,
yeah,
so to speak. And you know, our three-year-old preschool, man, we got a gem. And mm-hmm. Stephanie Stremel, mm-hmm. gotta make sure I say that right,
cause right
back in the day when I had her husband, they made sure they knew it was Stremel, not Stramble.
Right.
But you know, we've got quality teachers, quality staff, and the lunchroom people are all back. The custodial staff was all back. And so we're on solid ground. And so it's a good position for Mandy to step into.
Yeah. And I think that also speaks for just the quality of the teachers, if they're able to kind of move around in those different grade levels and everything too. They're not just like a, you know, one trick pony, if you will, kind of thing. They're very well-rounded and are able to just fill a position that's maybe needed, or that they're a little bit more focused on, or whatever the reason is, and everything. And the fact that they can fill that position just speaks volumes for me.
Yeah, as a former football coach, you know, I had my assistant coaches, mm-hmm. even though it might be a line coach, the physique of a lineman, mm-hmm. and would have them coach different positions from year to year, mm-hmm. just so they understood the whole game, not just a position.
Yeah.
And so I said, if you plan on ever being a head coach, you better know the whole thing, not just your position. And so, and I think it's good for everybody, kids included.
Yeah. And there's a huge contrast between like a fifth grader and a kindergartner as well, too, like just developmentally speaking and everything. And it's good to have just that kind of, you know, both sides, if you will. It's just so fluid and everything. Is there anything else that we want to touch on this morning?
Well, I failed to mention the co-curriculars or teachers are all back. And so, like, again, Mandy's sitting there. She can kind of sit back and sip coffee if she wants to, but she's not a coffee drinker. So.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, we Holy Family has a great staff. Mm-hmm. Rachel did a great job of leaving and helping in the transition. And so, again, I think we're set up for a great year.
Yeah. The school that you were ahead of in Colby, mm-hmm. was it public or private?
It was the Catholic school in Colby.
Catholic school in Colby. Okay. So that is going to more than likely translate into just an ease of taking on the role here in Hayes.
Yes. Yes. I was blessed to be at Colby for 3 years and had the opportunity to learn the role of the principal and all that entails in a little bit smaller setting. Mm-hmm. And so have a little bit of knowledge of that and able to take that and help with Holy Family now.
So. Yeah. Well, I would imagine though, too, like being the principal of a, even if it's like a small rural school versus like a big city, like inner city school, like with, you know, 300 plus 500 plus students and everything, no matter that size, it's probably got to be nerve wracking, but you know, I imagine that you would probably be able to take care of that. No problem.
Well, there's something new every day.
Yeah,
and that's exciting. You never know what your day's going to, how it's going to end, but it's great.
Very cool.
I bet you're happy not to have to make that commute anymore.
I am. My drive is just a little bit shorter than it was the last few years.
And get to sleep in just that little extra bit that makes the difference sometimes in your day.
Yes. It's going to be wonderful.
Fantastic. All right. Well, anything else that we want to touch on before we break away here?
Parents, try to get to that after school or that back to school meeting or tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. It's important. It really is important. Yeah. And
I had mine last week at Roosevelt, and I was nervous going into it. And like, I'm really glad that I did. And especially with three of them and everything too. And I've done this before. Yeah. And yet every single time, every single school year that comes around, I'm like, yeah, I need to refresh on this, what I need to do. And what I need to provide as a parent as well, too.
And each teacher has different, overall expectations are the same, but their little procedures and their expectations are unique to their classroom. So as a parent, being able to hear those and know what to expect and so that you're able to help your student through that is very important. So we hope to see everybody there.